The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Back here with MTV. Closer and closer to the end of the regular season. We'll wrap up the first week in February. Jared Sluppy with you and Kurt Kilman back in the booth. And Donovan West hosts Onega. Donovan West has won the last 12 meetings on the girls' side between these two teams. And the last time Onega won against the Mustangs was February 20th, 2014. In their most recent meeting, that was February 7th of last year, which Donovan West won 51-30. Well, Onega is currently trying to shake an 8-game losing streak that spans back to January the 5th when they defeated Twin Hills Christian. In their last Twin Valley League win was February 3rd of last year. That was at Blue Valley Randolph. So it has been a while. And for Onega, there are four games in the league in league play remaining after tonight. Three of the four are against teams in the top half of the league. And the only team remaining on their schedule that isn't in the top half of the league is Troy. And it's a road game, and Troy is in seventh. So it is a tough schedule for Onega the rest of the way, including tonight. But of their eight losses in TVL play, seven of them have been in double digits, so it's been a rough year for the Buffaloes, including a loss at Washington County. That was by eight, that being the exception. But this is a very young team. They lose just one starter next year, and they're going to be able to build around their three seniors next year with Delaney Figge, Bridget Campbell, and Annie Force. They also have seven underclassmen as well that will get better and get older and more mature. And they have a lot of prospects that they can pick and choose from, a lot of options. And I tell you, you take this team, you put them, I've said this so many times, you take them, you put them anywhere across the state, guarantee you they would be competitive, if not one of the best teams in some of these leagues across the state. Just happen to play in arguably the toughest league in the entire state, in the Twin Valley League. And speaking of, Donovan West is a big reason why this league is so tough. They're currently in sixth place, the reigning 1A1 state champions. They won two of their last three games since the TBL tournament. And their most recent game was a loss to Clifton Clyde, 72-53 that was back on Friday. And the Mustangs are currently winless against teams that are over 500. So they have been able to win against teams that they're better than, but they haven't been able to get any upsets this year. And that's one of the reasons why they're in sixth, as opposed to fourth or second at right now in the TVL play. They've been trying to hang around with the top half of the league, but it's kind of hard to associate this team with the top half of the league because they haven't been able to beat any of those teams that are ahead of them in the standings. So their remaining games versus those top six teams, they have a home game here on Friday night against Hanover, and then they are on the road at undefeated Centralia, undefeated in league play, that is. They're 13-1 overall. That is going to be a brutal test. That's, again, on the 12th, so next Monday is when that one is. And then for the remainder of the season after that, their last two games are against teams that are in the bottom half of the league. So they got some work to do if they want to have a chance at possibly winning the league, but they got a long ways to go, and they have to hope a lot of things break their way. And realistically, it's most likely not going to happen. They are, as of right now, two games out of first place with five teams ahead of them. As we look at the full slate of the TBL standings, Centralia is in first by themselves, 6-0, 13-1 on the regular season. Tied for second is Clifton, Clyde, and Frankfort. The Eagles are 6-1. The Wildcats are 7-2, both a half game back. Both are 13-3 on the regular season. Two teams tied for fourth, Valley Heights and Hanover, with the Mustangs at 5-1, and the Wildcats at 6-2. Both are a full game back of first place. Valley Heights is 10-4, Hanover is 11-4, and Donovan West 5-3, two games out of first 9-6 overall on the season. And after that, still some really good teams. Troy has kind of risen to the top among the teams that are in the bottom half. They're 3-4, 3.5 games out of first place. Still a game and a half back of Donovan West, though, 7-7 on the regular season. Tied for eighth is Washington County, Lynn, and Blue Valley Randolph. All three are 2-6, five games out of first. 11th place is Axel, which is a shame because they got to such a hot start, which is pretty similar to what happened last year, but they were even better at the first half this year than they were a year ago, including a seventh-place finish in the TVL tournament. They have started to lose a string of games in a row. They're now 1-6, 5.5 games out of first place, 6-9 on the season. And as for Onega, there they are at 12th, 0-7, seven games back at first, 1-13 on the regular season. So, remaining games for those top half of the teams, Centralia They are at Valley Heights coming up here on Friday. They host Donovan West on Monday, and then they will host Clifton Clyde. That will be next Friday. So they have three games against the top half of the league. Clifton Clyde does as well. All of them are road games, though. They're at Hanover tonight, a huge game here this evening in the Twin Valley League. They're at Valley Heights next Tuesday, and then they're at Centralia next Friday. So Clifton Clyde, easily the most difficult schedule among the top half of the league. Frankfurt has the easiest. They don't have any teams. They don't have any games against teams in the top half of the league. All their teams are in the bottom half of the league, including games at Troy and against Axel. So still some tough games, of course, but they don't have to play the likes of Centralia, Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights, Hanover, or Donovan West left. All those games are done with. As for Valley Heights, they got two home games left, a game out of first place. They have Centralia coming up this Friday, and then Clifton Clyde next Tuesday, both at home, as mentioned. Hanover, they will be hosting Clifton Clyde, as mentioned tonight, and then they're at Donovan West. That will be on this Friday, and then coasting after that, Wildcats will be. Then for Donovan West, as mentioned, they will be hosting Hanover on Friday, and then at Centralia, that is next Monday. So, to break things down in a much more palatable way, we can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. Clifton Clyde, Centralia, Valley Heights control their own destiny. If any of those three teams win out, they are the Twin Valley League champions. They can split, but they will at least get a piece if they win out. Because if Clifton Clyde, they play Centralia, that's a huge game coming up on the 16th. And whoever wins that game is most likely going to get at least a piece. But if Valley Heights, they beat both Centralia and Clifton Clyde, they will get at least a share of first place in the league. So all three control their own destiny. As for Frankfurt and Hanover, they need some help with both teams at two losses. Frankfurt is going to need a lot more help, though, because they don't have any remaining games versus the top half of the league. So it's kind of a plus and minus. There's a lot of bittersweet feelings about not having any teams against the top half of the league right now, because they won't be able to gain any more ground directly in one night. They can't get a full game up on one of those teams in one night because they can't defeat them, because they don't play them for the rest of the season. So they're 7-2. They're kind of waiting for, hoping things to break their way. In Hanover, they have one more game on their schedule than Frankfurt does, as they are 6-2. They also need some things to break their way, as they do play Clifton Clyde, but they don't play Centralia, so they have to hope that Centralia loses in one of their games, maybe against Donovan West or versus Valley Heights. Those two would be the mostly ideal for Hanover to possibly get a spot. You don't want them to, you don't really care about the outcome between Clifton Clyde or Centralia between that game, because either way, those two teams are near the top, and they're likely going to be able to gain, or at least a half game possibly, if you lose. So Hanover, Frankfurt, you lose, most likely you're done in terms of being able to get a share of first place, but the rest of the teams, they control their own destiny in Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Valley Heights. Hopefully that wasn't too confusing. Tried to break it down as easily as I could. And I got breaking down the Donovan West girls' sub-state standings as we start to look forward to that, as that will be starting this, not this Friday, but Friday, February 23rd. Centralia currently in first place. They are well on their way to clinching the number one seed. They are four games in front of second place. Burlingame at 13-1, with Burlingame being at 9-5. Donovan West is a half game out of second place at 9-6. They are the three seed as of right now. Troy is the four at 7-7. Northern Heights, a distant fifth at 2-12. And Onega is a full game out from Northern Heights at 1-13. So if the season were to end today, be Onega at Donovan West in the first round with the right to play Burlingame in the semifinals, and then it will be Northern Heights at Troy for the right to play Centralia in the semifinals. Again, that is a long ways away. Some things could still happen, but one thing we know is that it will be any combination of Centralia, Burlingame, Donovan West, and Troy at the top four, and Centralia most likely going to be the one, and a good chance that Troy is the four, but things could shake up. We could see a little bit of movement, but 2 through 4 is where we might see the most movement in the Donovan West girls sub-state standings from here to the end of the season. And also 5-6. That also matters as well between Northern Heights and Onega. So hoping to get a win towards the end of the season for the Buffaloes. But as mentioned, a very difficult schedule for the Buffaloes, as three of their last four games after tonight are against teams that are in the top half of the league. All right, let's step aside for 2 minutes. We'll have the national anthem, and we will have our starters and tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Onega at Donovan West about to tip off on the girls' side. Taking a look at the starters. First for Onega, it'll be Annie Force, Jaden Haskin, Bridget Campbell, Emerson Fordham, and Delaney Figge. And for Donovan West, it'll be Lena Leatherman, Brenna Eady, Katie Johnson, Ava Gladhart, and Melena Wettstein. There's the whistle, and there's the tip, and we are underway here in Highland. And it is won by the Buffaloes. Tripping and falling is Bridget Campbell, losing it out of bounds. They're going to say no foul. It's good defense by Ava Gladhart to force a turnover. And Donovan West will get the first chance here. They're in their home white. Mustang logo on the right side of the short. Orange letters and numbers as well. Losing it on the ground is Brenna Eady. It's a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Mustangs. Meanwhile, Onega's jersey is black on black with white letters and orange numbers. Bounce pass underneath the basket to Gladhart. Kick it out right side corner. Eady's going to square up for his three. That's short. Rebound hits the face of Emerson Fordham, loose on the floor, and picked up by the Mustang. Emerson Fordham wearing a mask, so being protected from that ball coming in. Hot, and there's a three from Wettstein that's too strong. And a strong rebound this time by Fordham, and it'll be another jump ball, and this time it'll be going to the Buffaloes. No score, opening 38 seconds of this one. In our first substitution, we'll see freshman Andy Foster check in, and what a year that Foster is having. Does all of the little things right, and on top of that, she's a pretty darn good scorer as well. One of the best defenders on this team, high post catch for Figge. He's going to turn and lob it inside for Fordham, and a beautiful pass and a layup and in. And Onega gets the first score of the game from Figge to Fordham. Now a lob for Katie Johnson. No good on the shot from the left block for Johnson on the pass from Brenna Eady. Rebound, and here come the Buffaloes. Campbell up the right side, gets bumped by Gladhart, who's up in her face as she gives up her dribble. Haskin gives it to Bridget Campbell, ball over her head. Dribbles to her left. To the wing, it's stopped there by Katie Johnson. Pass deflected back into her arm. Puts on the floor, and they're going to say double dribble, but it looks to me like that ball was deflected back into her hands. But they'll give a turnover to the Mustangs. The Mustangs are head coached by Perry Smith. Buffaloes are head coached by Craig Boswell. Left to right, wing pass to Wettstein. High post catch. Turning and squaring, one dribble to her right is Foster to the corner. Wettstein thought about the three and said gives up to the corner for Gladhart. And Wettstein gets it right back. 2-3 zone brought on by Onega. Eady splits the double team, kicks it out to Johnson in the corner. Lobs to Foster, left elbow, drives, and she is fouled on the floor. First foul of our game. And that one will go against Jaden Haskin. 2-0 Onega. Lena Leatherman will check back in for Ava Gladhart. She's going to catch it from the corner and knock down the three right off the bench for Lena Leatherman. Nice jump shot from the senior. And Donovan West with their first lead of the game. Buffaloes get it back with Jaden Haskin, one of their bright young stars. Currently a sophomore. The pass for Delaney Siggy was too wide. She tried to save it and could not. Goes out of bounds and a turnover to the Mustangs. So they have a slow start here for Donovan West. But they are in front by 1, 2 minutes into this one. Leatherman gets it just to the right of the top of the key, and she'll give it back to Brenna Eady. She'll fire her second three of the game. That one's also no good. Long rebound, and it's hauled in by Bridget Campbell. Outlet pass goes to the right to Haskin. And by a double team across half court, gets bumped and fouled by Brenna Eady. First foul of the game against Donovan West. So Onega, after last year, pretty competitive for the most part. It's been a rough year for them, trying to find some positives before going into next year. The shot from Bridget Campbell is off the mark. Rebound to Delaney Figge. Kicks it out to Emerson Fordham. Campbell now will try a three from the right wing. No good. And a long rebound from Foster. She'll keep it herself. She loves to penetrate, and she'll do just that. And now she'll dish it off late. And it goes into my chair. I've got to get back into the court. There we go. Now I found it. 5:17 to go. Out of bounds, it will go to the Mustangs. Johnson will inbound, lob it in to Wettstein. He'll fire a 12-footer. No good. Too strong off the heel. Tips up in the air into the arms of Foster. She's fouled hard by Annie Force. Her first, team second. And now Johnson will inbound from the left side of the basket. Entry to Wettstein, and from the block, and her shot is short. Rebound to Delaney Figge. It's been tough sledding offensively for both teams here to start things out. Just 5 points in the game's first 3 minutes. Figge just to the left of the top of the key. She'll pass it to the left side, and that ball is deflected, but into the hands of Annie Force. She'll give it to Emerson Fordham. The Ford lobs it far side short corner. No good from the left side on the mid-range jumper for Willow Hochstetler. Or actually, beg your pardon, sorry, for Jaden Haskin. And here come the Mustangs. Edie from the top of the key, dribbles to her right, to my left, to the corner. Top of the key, Leatherman drives, stops at the elbow. Edie to Foster. She thought about the three, now she'll penetrate. Her pass deflected, out of bounds, and it will remain with Sonica West. And now Willow Hochstetler will check in. Coming in for Emerson Fordham. Also, Melina Wettstein will exit for Donovan West, and in the game is Courtney Johnson for the first time for the Mustangs. 4:26 to go, opening period, 3-2, Donovan West. High post catch, Figge, right side elbow. Defended loosely by Katie Johnson. Not too much pressure. Now she gives up a dribble, trying to hand off to Campbell. Loose on the floor, picked up by Brenna Eady. Here comes Leatherman, looking to push. On the right side, is stopped at the elbow, kicks it. Foster, she'll wrap around pass to Courtney Johnson at the block. Shot through traffic, no good. Rebound to Delaney Figge, wanting a foul, not going to get it. They're now halfway through this first quarter and is still just 3-2. Another high post catch, Figge kicks to the right side corner. Head fake, Hochstetler dribbles to the wing. Campbell, ball over her head, dribbles to her left. Now with the wing, drives in the short corner, lobs the opposite short corner, goes out of bounds, is deflected, no. Turnover to Donovan West. First time tonight we see Belle Smith for Donovan West. And Smith will check in for Brenna Eady. An integral part of Donovan West's magnificent state tournament run a year ago, resulting in a first ever school history title. Three ball for Lena Leatherman. That one off the right side, no good. Offensive rebound. Courtney Johnson had it for a split second and then lost it, thanks to Hochstetler poking it free. But she was out of bounds, and it will go to Donovan West. And Coach Craig Boswell calls out the play, and head coach Perry Smith for Donovan West does the same on the opposite side. Fires the inbound to the right side corner. Driving middle is Lena Leatherman. Nice find for Belle Smith, who lays it up and in. Block to block. Pass. And Belle Smith has just the second field goal of the game for Donovan West. The Mustangs are now up 5-2. An ambitious pass is deflected by Katie Johnson, but a foul is going to be called by Delaney Figge, as that one was into Katie Johnson's hands, and Figge tried to get it back. And that'll be the first foul for Figge. Figge, the junior forward. Fordham is the sophomore forward, and Lena Leatherman shuffled her feet. So Smith not happy about that. And a turnover to Onega. It's been a very slow, methodical, sloppy start for both teams. Trying to get some semblance of momentum going. Jonathan West, as mentioned, with a small lead. Gamble goes to her left, cross half court, defended well by Bell Smith. Stop just across half court, gives it to Figge. She'll lob it up high for Fordham, deflected, bobbled, and into the hands of Lena Leatherman to get the steal. And the pass to Courtney Johnson, running up the right side. It's up to the wing, gives it to Leatherman, the top of the key. Drive, stops 15 feet away, kicks it out. Johnson to Foster. She'll try a three, and Foster no good this time. Offensive rebound, Bell Smith. Another try for Foster, when she's going to drive instead. Kick it out, pass too tall for Courtney Johnson. Didn't get a good jump to try to save that one that time, and with 2:30 left, Onega gets the ball back. Still only trailing by three, despite having just 2 points. It really hasn't been particularly great defense from either team either. Just teams making mistakes here, and that includes Bridget Campbell. Oh, no, they're actually going to say that a blocking foul is going to be called by Andy Foster. But she tried to beat Campbell to the corner, tried to take the charge. So I thought that that was going to be rather losing the ball out of bounds or an offensive foul. But instead, it's a blocking foul called against Foster, her first, team's third. Inbound from half court goes to the block, and Figge is swatted out of there by Katie Johnson. And she'll outlet it to Leatherman, who's going to try to run with it. From the left side, stops at the wing, goes back towards the middle, and fake Katie Johnson blows by one defender, lays it up and in. And Katie Johnson makes it a double-digit lead for the first time tonight for either team. Haskin across that court, 2 minutes to go. Defended heavily by Foster, the freshman, hands it off to Bridget Campbell. The star junior guard, kind of pushed off a little bit, she tries a three off the dribble, that's off the front end, no good. Rebound Katie Johnson. On the run, here is Bell Smith, who gives it to Foster. On the left side is bumped and fouled. Offensive foul is going to be called. And she ran over Bridget Campbell. Not happy about that call. And Foster picks up her second personal. So she will come to the bench as Melina Wettstein and Brenda Eady will check in. Also exiting will be Lena Leatherman. Bridget Campbell, the leading scorer for the Buffaloes at 11.4 points and 5.2 rebounds per game, which is the second most boards among all Buffaloes. Just leads the team in assists with 2.7 and steals 2.5. Here's Jaden Haskin with it on the handoff, and she double dribbled it. Then she went to her right. Another unforced error by the Buffaloes. It goes back to the Mustangs, 1:34 to go first quarter. Not a whole lot of action. CUS can change that right here on this possession. Here's Edie from the left wing. Bounce pass. Courtney Johnson at the corner. Three ball from Elena Wettstein. That is good. Elena Wettstein knocked down 3 3-pointers a week ago in their win over Axel. She gets her first here to make it 10-2. And it's a 10-0 run as Onega got the first basket of the ball game. Driving to her left side is Figge after she caught it. From the left side, elbow. Her shot's no good. Put back by Fordham is no good. Her second try is no good. Here comes Donovan West now. Pull-up jumper as Wettstein goes coast-to-coast. Pull-up jumper, 13-footer, no good. And out of bounds, and it will stay with Donovan West with 55.3 seconds left. Oh, correction, no, it's going to be Onega basketball. The official didn't point in the direction of Onega, he just said the color. Thanks. Just about everybody thought it was Donovan West basketball. Cross half court to Fordham, now to Figge. 1 foot in front and beyond. 3-point line. Bounce pass. Campbell. Drives right side on the run. Shot no good. Short. Rebound Katie Johnson. Here comes Courtney Johnson. Pass to the left side to Edie. Hands it back and threw a couple of hands for Donovan West. The pass was too hot for both of her teammates. And now the three for Wettstein. Too strong from straight away. And a rebound for Delaney Figge of Onega with 22 seconds left. Campbell cross half court. Gives it to Fordham. To the right of the top of the key. Nice backdoor cut by Campbell, but the pass is too wide. Off the fingertips of the junior guard and to Onega. Beg your pardon, Donovan West, with 13.8 seconds left. Coach Perry Smith See if he wants to hold this for the final shot here. Edie gives it to Courtney Johnson with 8 seconds. To Edie, one here for Wettstein, 5 seconds. Driving kick, 3 seconds. Johnson, three at the buzzer, and she got it. Courtney Johnson with a three at the buzzer. They make three threes in a period, a 13-0 run to end the quarter, and it's 13-2. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
13-2. Jonathan West leads Onega at home. A 13-0 run to end the quarter after the Buffaloes started the game with the first basket of our contest. 3 3-pointers in the first frame from the Mustangs, including one at the buzzer from Courtney Johnson. Onega has the ball to start out the quarter. Lob pass from Haskins to a cutting force. Her shot's no good. Putback is no good from Fordham. Figge gets it, and she is fouled and one. And Delaney Figge with her first basket of the game. Makes it 13-4 and ends that 13-0 run. That's the thing that really makes this team difficult to play with this Buffalo squad, is they have that length. These putback shots from Fordham and Figge. Free throw for Figge on the way is no good, too strong, as team as a whole shooting 33% as a squad. And by the way, that was the first free throw attempted of the ball game for either team. Right side short corner, driving baseline, wraparound pass from Glad Hart to Katie Johnson, and she's fouled, and she will go to the line to shoot two. She's fouled by Annie Force, and that will be her second. They just need Fordham and Figge next year to be a little bit more efficient. Figge shooting 30.9% from the floor. And Emerson Fordham shooting 41.7%. He loves those percentages to be just a little bit higher, being the cornerstones of the team's offense, at least inside, as the first free throw for Katie Johnson is good. The first free throw attempt of the game for Jonathan West. Second one is good as well. She's got 4 points. She leads all scorers. It's 15-4, Jonathan West. Cross half court, they beat Jonathan West press. Haskins top of the key, pass right side wing to Bridget Campbell. High post, pass deflected into the hands of Ava Gladhart. She's tripped, but gets the pass off to Brennan Eady. She lays it up and in. Fantastic shot by Ava Gladhart. Smile on her face after she tripped and fell, but still was able to get the pass off to Brennan Eady, cutting up the floor on the right side. Here's this Bridget Campbell, 1 minute into the second quarter. Figge comes out of the perimeter to make the catch. Pass down low to a cutting Bridget Campbell. Nice cut across the paint, and she's fouled. She'll go up and shoot two. And that foul called against Lena Lederman, her first. And team foul number two here in the second quarter. Sends Bridget Campbell with a line to shoot two. Bridget Campbell has been very efficient this year, shooting 41.7% from the floor. That one is good. Mentioned leading scorer. She will be back again next year. Love to see continuing growth of her game. Second free throw is good as well. She goes 2 for 2, her first points of the ball game, and it's 17-6. More scoring in the beginning of the second quarter than the beginning of the first quarter, as we saw just 5 points in the first 4 minutes of that opening frame. This is Brennan Eady with it. Top of the key. Hands it off. David Gladhart. Back to Edie, left wing. High post catch, Foster, nice. sub fake to get Figgy up in the air. She gets under it, lays it up and in off the glass from straight away. And Nady Foster with her first points of the game. Already 7 total scores and a turnover. Shot for Katie Johnson is no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Emmy Jo Wettstein. Kick out 3, no good for Brenna Eady. She's 0 for 3 from beyond the arc, and a strong rebound from Emerson Fordham. Jin Haskin giving to a cutting Figgy. She's trying to bring it up herself. She stops the short corner right side. Wanting some help, but she gave up her dribble. Pass too tall for Bridget Campbell. It's loose. And picked up by Katie Johnson on the run, right side. Smile on her face all the way. Pass deflected into the hands of Ava Glenhart. She lays it in. And there is your 8th score of the game. And a timeout is called by Onega. They have outscored Onega 8-4 so far here in this quarter. And a timeout is called by Coach Boswell. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
21-6. Donovan West leads Onega at home. 5:44 to go, second quarter. 8 different scores already for Donovan West. Nobody with multiple field goal makes for the Mustangs yet. As for Onega, they can say the same thing. Emerson Fordham, Delaney Figgy, the only two that have made field goals. Here's Fordham with it. In the pass, Tour is thrown away by Wettstein. 2-1 fast break. Her layup is no good from the right side. And rebound by Fordham. Haskin runs up the right side. She gets past the defender, lays it up and in. And Jade Haskin gets her first basket of the ballgame. When she gets things going, she is tough to defend. She can knock down a 3-pointer with a hand in her face. And she can also penetrate and score around the cup, as we just saw there. Left side corner catch, driving middle, and kicking out is Bell Smith, Alina Leatherman. Wettstein from the right side corner. Cross court pass, skip pass to Courtney Johnson, who will try a 3. That one, left side, no good. Rebound, Emerson Fordham. Outlet to Bridget Campbell. Loosely defended by Andy Foster. High post catch for Fordham. Now left side wing, a lob from Haskins to Delaney Figgy. That one intercepted by Lena Leatherman, and Figgy trying to get it back. It's a jump ball, and it will go to Donovan West. Abby Ringel checking in for Onega for the first time tonight. Ringel, a sophomore. As mentioned, they have 7 underclassmen. High post catch for Foster, a freshman. Is fouled on the arm by Delaney Figgy. She goes up, and she'll get 2 free throw attempts. And Delaney Figgy picks up her 2nd personal foul. It's one thing that both Fordham and Figgy have struggled with historically the past couple of seasons. Hoping that they can clean that up moving forward. Hasn't been too bad, honestly, this season, though, compared to last year. Even the beginning of the season, they really struggled with it. But they have been a lot better with getting out of foul trouble and not getting into too much foul trouble. The first free throw from Foster is no good. Second one is also no good. Rebound Delaney Figgy of Onega, who stays in the ballgame. Other pass to Haskin, across half court, pass inside to Ringel. Shot no good. Putback is up in there for, how about Abby Ringel? 5th different score for the Buffaloes at 21-10. Almost a travel from Courtney Johnson. Cross court pass, right side to Lena Leatherman. Johnson gets it back, pull up. That shot blocked by Figgy. She'll save it into the hands of Annie Force from the right side block. Outlet goes to Campbell. She'll bring it across half court, defended by Johnson. High post catch Figgy. Lob pass for Fordham. She loves to do that. Stops at the block, and she travels. The bigger part, not Fordham. That was Ringel who traveled with it. And first time, we'll see Addison DeChance in for Onega. She'll come in for Force. Katie Johnson in there for Donovan West. Brenna Eady in as well. As we'll say, who else is in? Bell Smith, Andy Foster, and Courtney Johnson. Those are your 5 in there for D. West at the moment. Eady with it against Onega's 2-3 zone. Bounce pass, left side wing. Johnson back to Edie. Steps inside, three-point line before kicking it out to Bell Smith. Smith from the top of the key, kicks to Edie, right side wing. And they're working from wing to wing, dribbling towards the middle, not really working towards the corners. Trying to keep it from the free throw line and above. Wraparound pass, Johnson intercepted by Addison DeChance. Ella pass was deflected to Bridget Campbell. Now she gave up her dribble and she's needing some help. That pass to DeChance almost picked up by Edie, but into the hands of DeChance. She is stopped. And the freshman will give it back to Bridget Campbell. Campbell falling to her left off the glass. Tough shot for Bridget Campbell as her first field goal, but she has 4 points here in this quarter and in the game. Timeout is called. It's 21-12. A little bit of a run here for the Buffaloes. 6-0 run. 2:58 to go. Second quarter. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Theme of today's game has been sharing the love. 8 different scores for Donovan West, 5 for the Buffaloes. And it's 21-12 in favor of Donovan West, 2:58 to go here in quarter number 2. Jarrett Sloppy with you. Back in the booth is Kurt Kilman. Another round of our games of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Mustangs has the ball out of the break. Left side wing catch for Courtney Johnson to Brent Edie. High both catch for Andy Foster. This to her right. Pass deflected and intercepted by Bridget Campbell. And she lost it. That's picked up by Edie. Here comes Donovan West. On the right side. And a foul on the arm before the travel. She tried to go up and held on to the ball. And that hit on the arm was applied by Delaney Figge. And that is her third personal foul. 2:37 to go here in the second quarter. So Emerson Fordham will check in for her. Fordham, the sophomore forward. She does not have any personal fouls. But for Figge, the junior, she would go to the bench with 3. Mid-range jumper for Foster on the inbound. That misses the rim and a rebound secured by the junior guard, Bridget Campbell. Another pass across half court to the freshman to Chan. She traveled as she took 3 steps before trying to pass to Fordham on the run. 6-0 run going into the timeout break from Onega. It was 21-6. And their deficit now has been cut to single digits. Left side wing catch for Courtney Johnson. Skip pass to Bell Smith. Back to Johnson. She'll try 3, and that one is good. She's 2 for 2. She made one at the buzzer to end the first quarter. She has 6, is the game's leading scorer, and it's 24-12. And the Mustangs have doubled up the Buffaloes with 2:07 to go. High post catch Fordham. Right side, Haskin. Pull-up jumper, no good, 13 feet. And the opposite side, a rebound by Ringel. Her putback is good. And she becomes the first Buffalo to have multiple field goals tonight. And Johnson just did that feat for Donovan West in the last possession. And stripping and falling is Bell Smith. They're going to stay out of bounds. Last touch by the Buffaloes. It'll stay with Donovan West. Elena Wettstein checking back in for Bell Smith. 1:52 to go. Inbound and reach in against Jade Haskin. Trying to get into Wettstein. And Haskin picks up her second personal foul. So Force and Haskin with 2. Figge with 3 for Onega. And for Donovan West, Andy Foster has 2. And that foul was the team's 5th, so free throws coming up for the senior, Elena Wettstein. Got to assign her a position, but I don't think she really has one. She can kind of do a little bit of everything. She can spot up from 3, and she can be a shooting guard, but she can also play the post as well. She can be anything from a 2 to a 4. Probably wouldn't call her a 5 or a 1, although she can run points, so I wouldn't have to take that back. She can probably be anywhere from 1 to a 4. The first free throw for Wettstein is pure. Wettstein 1 for 2 from beyond the arc so far tonight, and that was her first free throw attempt of the game. She has 4. Second one on the way, and that one is good as well. Donovan West is 4 for 6 from the free throw line this evening. 5 points for Wettstein. Onega in the press. DeChant had her pass deflected, but into the hands of Jaden Haskin. Her pass is deflected, but into the hands of Fordham, so they avoid a couple Not great passes. There's a cross-court pass for the jumper just inside the three-point line by DeChant. No good. And into the hands of Ringel, but she lost it out of bounds. It'll go to Dawson West with about 36 now remaining. A reminder that our halftime show is coming up here soon, brought to you by Highland Community College. Break down area scores, how things have unfolded in this game, and individual scoring leaders for both teams. Westheim from the corner drives middle, past the top of the key is Johnson, kick it out to Edie, her third three attempt of the game. That one's also no good. She's now 0 for 3 from deep. Rebound for DeChant. Brings it up herself. Back to Campbell. Renega hasn't really been shooting very many threes here tonight. Here's a lob from Ringel to Fordham. Shot up and good from the left side block for Emerson Fordham. She's got four. She had the team's lone points in the first quarter. It's 26-16. Westside trying to respond with a three. That one's no good. She's now 1 for 3 on the day. Offensive rebound, Katie Johnson. Kick it out to Edie. Edie, ball on her hip. Drives right. Bounce pass, Katie Johnson. From left corner, top of the key catch for Courtney Johnson. Westheim trying another three. That one is short. And a rebound in the hands of Ringel, but it's broken up by Andy Foster. She stripped it away. And Donovan West gets it back in. And Foster lays it up and in. And Foster now with four. 23 seconds left. It's 28-16, Donovan West. Pass deflected out of bounds by Andy Smith. Beg your pardon, sorry, by Andy Foster. As the chance tried to pass to Campbell. Foster kind of threw her arm straight back and didn't even turn her body. She was running forward and kind of just swung her arm backwards and deflected it. That was a very tough play. I know that my shoulder can't go back that far. And a late substitution allows Lena Leatherman to check in for Donovan West and come in for Andy Foster with 18.9 seconds left. Again, our score, 28-16 in favor of Donovan West. Inbound for the Buffaloes. Lob it in, and too strong. Goes to Leatherman on the steal. Right side layup, good. Alina Leatherman now with five. Again, eight different scores in the ball game for the Mustangs. 8 seconds left, and having it poked free from fourth, it's loose on the floor with 3 seconds left, picked up by DeChant still in the backcourt, and that is how the half is going to come to a close. 30-16 our score. We'll have our halftime show coming up next here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Highland. Dr. West leads Onega 30-16. Well, Onega, they scored the opening basket of the ball game. The Johnson West didn't allow a single point for the remainder of the quarter. They went on a 13-0 run, which included 3 three-pointers from the Mustangs, including Courtney Johnson knocking down one as the time expired in the frame. And for both teams in that first half, it was all about sharing the love. Johnson West, 8 different scores. Onega had 5. It wasn't until about 3 minutes left in the half that someone had multiple field goal makes for either team. And Johnson, she had another triple. As we transition into the individual scoring leaders, as Courtney Johnson leads all scores with 6. Also 5 for Alina Leatherman, 4-piece for Andy Foster and Katie Johnson. Failed to mention Melina Wettstein, she also has 5 in the first half, and 2 points apiece for Brenna Eady, Ava Gladhart, and Belle Smith. As for Onega, we have a 3-way tie for the most points for the Buffaloes, and that's between Bridget Campbell, Abby Ringel, and Emerson Fordham. They all have 4. And Jaden Haskin and Delaney Figge, they have 2 apiece. Emerson Fordham scoring the team's lone 2 points in that first quarter. So our halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're kind of lagging behind some of the other area games, so we're going to step aside for a couple minutes, and we'll come back. We'll have some scores from the area, and we'll get you on your way for the second half, including our keys to the second half. All coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255. For a free quote.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland. Back here in Highland, halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Edu. Taking a look at some area scores, starting off in the Twin Valley League. Got a few, including the game of the night in the league. It's Hanover leading Clifton Clyde 25-17. A very important game between two teams that are currently in the top half of the league. That is the only game between the two teams that are in the top half of the league. And looking at the standings, once again, Hanover, as of right now, they are 6-2, tied for fourth. Clifton Clyde, they are 6-1 and a half game out of first and tied for second place as of right now. So a big game for both teams there. Also, Valley Heights, they lead Lynn 26-15. And Valley Heights ending the half on a 24-8 run. So a strong start for the Bulldogs, a very good team in their own right. Marcelo Huerta, a very fantastic player, who most likely will be at least a second, if not first team, all-TVL selection at the end of the year. Elsewhere across our area, Centralia, in a non-league game, leads St. Mary's 28-25, a tough non-league task for Dusty Thompson and crew. In the Northeast Kansas League, Morehead Mountain Academy is trying to stay perfect in the NEKL as they lead Oskaloosa 28-16. Nemaha Central taking care of business against Sabetha. They lead 43-18 in the Big 7. Also at halftime in the Big 7, Holton leading Jefferson West 22-15. That would be a little bit of an upset as the Tigers currently in third. Holton kind of in the middle bottom of the pack in the Big 7 as of right now. Also, Pleasant Ridge leading Jack Knight 37-19. Going back to the NEKL in that one. So we are kind of in the back half of the games that are going to be finishing up this evening, but that means we'll get to give you some final scores. That's always nice. These are scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Well, again, it was about as slow of a start as you can get for both teams. But Donovan West, they were able to hit their stride about halfway through the first quarter. They went on a 13-0 run to end the quarter, and they were able to keep it going in the second quarter with eight different scores for the Mustangs, 5 for the Buffaloes. And now take a look at your keys to the second half. And when I see a lead like this, usually the key to the second half is pretty much the same. And the same occurs for tonight for Donovan West. That's to not let Onega get any semblance of hope or momentum right out of the gate here in this third quarter. And as for the Buffaloes, keep getting the girls down low involved, and also Bridget Campbell, get her going offensively. She hasn't done a ton tonight. She has 4 points, which is tied for the most, but just one field goal make as we are back underway with the Buffaloes. Getting the ball first. Those are your keys to the second half. Three ball for Bridget Campbell, and that's no good from the right side. Long rebound into the arms of Ava Gladhart. To a cutting Lena Leatherman, who's on her own on the right side. She'll lay it up, and she misses it. And rebound to Annie Forrest, who is right on her tail. So missed opportunity that time for the Donovan West senior. And this is Jaden Haskin with it. Sophomore gives it up to Annie Forrest. High post catch Figgy. The junior forward gives it back to the left side to Haskin. Entry pass to the sophomore forward. And a nice shot off the glass for Emerson Fordham. She's about 3 feet beyond the block in a tough angle. She used the window, and she got it home. She now has 6 in the first basket of the second half, as well as the first half goes to Onega. Hand off to Leatherman. Entry pass to Johnson from the post. Kicks it out. Left side corner. Cross-court pass to Melina Wettstein. Her 5th three-point attempt of the game. That one is good. She is now 2 for 5 from beyond the arc. She has 8 points. It's 33-18. Elliott pass up ahead. Right side wing catch for Jane Haskett. Lob inside for Figgy. That's too far out in front of her. Couldn't haul it in with one hand. And it'll be a turnover going to Donovan West. 33-18 our score. Opening 1 minute and 13 seconds into this third period. Edie brings it up. She'll give to Leatherman, left side wing. Hands it off to Wettstein. Goes back towards the middle to her right. Gladhart hands it off to Edie. Open a split of double team. She cannot do so as Onega continues to bring on their 2-3 zone, which they played all night long. Edie now retreats. Gives back to Leatherman. Moving the ball around the perimeter very methodically, not moving with too much pace here. High post catch, Gladhart has the lane to drive middle, and gets bumped by Fordham and fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. The lane split, she found a crease in the high post, took advantage, and that's the first foul against Fordham. Gladhart goes to the line, Already 2 points on the ball game as the first free throw is pure. You're now 5 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. Make that 5 for 8 because the second one's not good. Rebound Delaney Figge. She took that one away from Katie Johnson, ripped it away with just one hand. That was a tough rebound for her. But she did not have the right of way there. Figge with it, top of the key. She'll hand it off to Campbell. Enter pass, Fordham. Turn, fires just beyond the block. That's no good from the right side. Loose ball, picked up by Katie Johnson. And she'll hand it back to Lena Leatherman. So down the middle, right side wing. Another try for Wettstein. That one's no good. Rebound Figge. And Figge trying to get rid of it. She falls over and coughs it up. And nice pass from Gladhart to Wettstein. She's fouled going up to shoot two. Love the aggressiveness of Melina Wettstein, not having her best night, but still letting it rip. So what you got to do is one of the team's best players. Got a final score from that Nemahaw-Kavetha game as the first free throw from Wettstein was no good. 51-20. Thunder win that one. And 1 for 2 goes Elena Wettstein, so she's now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. She's got 9 points. Nemahaw Central stays perfect in Big 7 play. Have to wait for the Riverside score. They're playing Loyal Valley tonight, I believe. Cross half court, fast the right side wing, through the hands of Annie Force and out of bounds to Jonathan West. Another turnover from Onega. It's been a rough night in the turnover department for the Buffaloes. Emmy Jo Wettstein checking in for D West. And Emerson Fordham will exit. Willow Hawksteller checks in. Emmy Foster also checking in for Dr. West. She'll get it here, just left at the top of the key, hands it off. Gladhart drives, kicks it out. Foster, nice head fake. Gets past Force, underhand pass back out to the perimeter. Stop from the left wing, gives up her dribble, kick it out to Wettstein. Wettstein to Edie. Crossover dribble, once, twice, hands it off. Emmy Jo to her left, falling, shot, good. Tough shot falling to her left, shooting with her right. And Emmy Jo Wettstein with her first point of the night. And that makes it 9th different score for T-West here tonight. Pass deflected out of bounds. We'll stay with the Buffaloes with 4:56 to go, third quarter, 37-18. Jonathan West, Mustangs taking care of business here. After losing to Clifton Clyde this last Friday night, T-West 2-1 after the TVL tournament. Nice catch from Delaney Figge, but her shot's off the mark. Pass was over her head, but she made a tough adjustment to make it. And a pass from Foster was too high for Katie Johnson, going right down the middle of the court. And it's stolen away by Onega. Backdoor cut. It's passed too far for Jane Haskin, and that one is thrown away. So both teams committing turnovers here back and forth. And with 4:39 left to go, Onega gets the ball back. The ball gets away from us. Past the stage to my right. I couldn't have, as good as a defender I was in high school, I couldn't have stopped that one. I'm not going to have you ask anybody about how good a basketball player I was back in high school. But don't need to ask anybody about that. I've tarnished my reputation enough. Enter pass to Katie Johnson in the middle of the paint, falling away. Shot no good. Rebound Bridget Campbell. Here come the Buffaloes, trying to get something going offensively. Just 2 points here in this third quarter, approaching the halfway point. Campbell in trouble, hands it off. Left side corner, Hawksteller. Enter pass to Figge. Nice pass, lay up and in from the left side. And Delaney Figge with her first points of this third quarter. It's 37-20. Full court pass up ahead. Nice deflection by Hawksteller. Poked it out of bounds. Intended for Gladhart left side. And it will stay with the Mustangs. And Fordham will check in for Force. So going with more size here. Campbell, despite being a guard, does have some good size to her. A little bit shorter than Fordham and Figge, but right there. Left side wing catch for Gladhart to Edie, top of the key. Now right side with it, Johnson giving to, I beg your pardon, sorry, that was Emmy Jo Wettstein. She'll try three and knocks it home. Emmy Jo Wettstein with 5 points here in the third quarter. And the Mustangs have once again doubled up the Buffaloes. It's 40-20 with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Campbell gives up her dribble. Bounce pass, right side corner. Catch, and Fink is going to try a three. That one is short. Her first three-point attempt of the night. Rebound Katie Johnson from the free throw line. And the pass to Courtney Johnson on the run. Left side. Shot is partially deflected by Bridget Campbell into the hands of Delaney Siggy. And Onega gets the stop in transition D. Campbell to Hochstetler as Jonathan West playing a man-to-man defense here. High post catch Figgy. Lob pass into a double team to Fordham, and that one's deflected out of bounds with 3:01 to go. And it will stay with the Buffaloes. Pair of substitutions for D-West is Bell Smith, Courtney Johnson checking in for Ava Gladhart and Brenna Eady. Hochstetler looking for something to get open, and from the top of the key, Figgy with the entry. Hand off to Bridget Campbell from Jaden Haskin. Crossbow pass to Hochstetler. The defense from Jonathan West. Hand off. Campbell lost it, but into the hands of Figgy. She'll kick it back to Hochstetler. Try to reset here. Quick pass to Haskin right side from the wing. Top of the key. Hochstetler's going to try his three, and that one is good. Willow Hochstetler, the freshman, knocks down a tray. That is the sixth different score for the Buffaloes. It's 40-23. Again, they haven't been very aggressive in shooting from beyond the arc. That's the second three-point attempt of this quarter for the Buffaloes. The other one by Delaney Figgy. Nice pass inside to Katie Johnson from Courtney Johnson. And Katie lays it up and in on the left side. She has six now on the ballgame. Figgy tried to pass it from the high post to low post. It's deflected by Johnson. Turnover going the other way. Here's D. West on Foster with a hook shot. No good. Rebound putback is good for Courtney Johnson. Her first two-point basket of the game, she has eight. The second leading scorer on the team will be behind Melena Wettstein by a free throw. And timeout is called by head coach Craig Boswell of Onega. It'll be a 30-second break. 44-23, Donovan West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Got a final score in the TVL as Valley Heights defeats Lynn 47-40. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Back underway in this one, 44-23. Jonathan West defeating, or rather leading, Onega. Three-pointer from the corner, no good for Jaden Haskin. A rebound for Jonathan West into the arms of Katie Johnson. Johnson, the junior forward. With it now is Emmy Jo Wettstein. 5 points here in this quarter. Falling down is Andy Foster's defender, Addison DeChanson. Foster lays it up and in. Andy Foster with her first points of this quarter. She's got six. It's 46-23. And Force is going to try a three. That's no good off the heel. And rebound into the arms of the freshman guard, Addison DeChanson. She'll kick it out. Three ball for Bridget Campbell. That one rattles home. And Bridget Campbell mocks down the second three-pointer of the quarter for the Buffaloes. Hochstetler had one earlier. And I mentioned that they hadn't been very aggressive from beyond the arc in the first half. Well, they have attempted five now here in this quarter and made two of them. 46-26, 104 to go, third quarter. Inbound goes to Emmy Jo Wettstein, brings up the left side. Katie Johnson with it at the one-minute mark. Pass to Courtney Johnson. Dribbles left, shot deterred by DeChan, but they're going to get her with the personal foul. The whistle was very silent there. And so it's Craig Boswell telling DeChan to move with her feet. And it looks like they're going to get DeChan with her first personal foul, team foul number three, 52.1 seconds left. Free throw's coming up for Courtney Johnson. Excellent ball game for her, and her first free throw is good. Tied for the team lead now in scoring with nine. Melena Wettstein also with nine. And Brooklyn Rawl is going to the scorer's table, and she'll be able to check in as the second free throw for Johnson is good. Rawls will check in for Katie Johnson. Left side wing catch for Haskin. Entry pass to Fordham. She'll kick it back out of there. Back to Haskin. Good chance. Top of the key. Campbell. Right side wing. Pass fake. Defended by Foster. Tripped. Almost fell. But holds on to her balance. To Haskin. Nice find for Emerson Fordham. Who shoots over a double team and lays it in. Tough shot for Emerson Fordham. Who continues to impress this season. And now a turnover. Back to the Buffaloes. With 20 seconds left. 48-28. 8 points for Emerson Fordham. Pass up ahead is intercepted by Andy Foster, and her pass is intercepted by Addison DeChance. The Buffaloes hold on to it with 10 seconds left. Campbell, pass left side wing for Haskins. At the corner, three ball for Force with 5 seconds left is short. Rebound Foster with 3 seconds left, and she will heave it, and it will land about 5 feet in front of the goal, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. 48-28 in favor of the Mustangs, back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KMZA.
Fourth quarter underway here in Highland. Jonathan West leading Onega 48-28 in dominant fashion for the Mustangs. They outscored Onega in that previous quarter 18-12. They really established their dominance in the first quarter when they outscored the Buffaloes 13-2. And ended on a 13-0 run. Shot by Melina Wettstein. No good from the left short corner. Loose ball picked up in the corner of the right side by Katie Johnson. Her pass out to her teammate Melina Wettstein is intercepted. And as Haskin was trying to find a teammate, she lost it, but into the hands of Bridget Campbell. So Onega retains possession. Up ahead, Force. Pass to Figgy. Left side block kicks it out. Top of the key. Campbell now right side. Wing. Three-pointer no good. Short for Haskin. Rebound Lena Leatherman. And she'll bring it up from the left side for Jonathan West. She blows right past Andy Force. It kind of just stopped. Dribbled right past her. And pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mustangs. Katie Johnson, entry pass to Gladhart from just the left of the top of the key. Give it to Melina Wettstein. Now left wing catch for Lena Leatherman. Cross-court pass. ED now touch pass to Melina Wettstein. Back to ED. She's going to try a three. That one's on the way. That one is good. She missed her first three attempts of the game. She knocks that one down. She's one for four. And she now has 5 points, has the first points of this quarter. It's 51-28. High post catch for them. Nice lob down low for Figgy. Her shot's blocked out of there from behind by Katie Johnson. Rebound for Brenna Eady. On the run. Bounce pass. Wettstein touch pass too far out in front of Ava Gladhart, who's cutting up the right side. And a turnover to Donovan, or beg your pardon, for Onega. Looking at the schedule ahead for the TVL. Don't have any other games on Wednesday or Thursday as we're almost caught up on makeup games. Here's a lob pass for Fordham. She lays it up and no good. Gets her a miss. Her second try is no good. It'll actually be a foul on the floor. But coming up here on Friday, biggest games, Centralia at Valley Heights. We'll have that one right here on KMZA. And then Hanover will come to this arena. It'll be Hanover at Donovan West. Other games include Troy at Frankfort, Onega at Clifton Clyde, and Axel at Washington County. Mid-range jumper on the inbound. No good for Delaney Figge, whose ball picked up by Bridget Campbell underneath the goal. She'll put it up and in. Excuse me. It's Campbell now with 9 points. Edie brings up the far side, hands it back to Wendell Westheim. She'll try her seventh attempt, and that one is good. She is 3 for 7 from beyond the arc. And Elena Weststein with 12, first player for either team in double digits. An offensive foul called on the screen by Jaden Haskin, and that'll be her third. And off the West gets it right back up 54-30, 5:46 to play. So after those games are over on Friday, got one Monday game, and it's a pretty big one. Donovan West is at Centralia, and then next Tuesday, we'll be broadcasting Axel and Troy. And then we'll also a big one between Clifton Clyde at Donovan, or beg your pardon, sorry, Clifton Clyde at Valley Heights. Also Frankfort at Omega, Hanover at Washington County, and Blue Valley Randolph at Centralia. Lay up and in for Ava Gladhart. Gladhart now has 5 points, 9 different scores here this evening for the Mustangs. They are well on their way to a win here at home against Onega. We got a 5-for-5 substitution for Jonathan West. It includes Andy Foster checking back in, as well as Courtney Johnson. Also, Allie Foster, senior. Belle Smith. And Amy Jo Westheim. Foster drives to her left, underhand pass, flip it out to Allie Foster. High close catch, Bell Smith, and a whistle on a push on the floor against the Buffaloes with 5:08 to go. That foul goes against Abby Ringel. She had 4 points in the second quarter for the Buffaloes, didn't play in the third quarter. Entry pass is into the hands of Bridget Campbell. And Steele on the inbound. The other way, Hochstetler on the right wing. Goes towards the middle, hands it off. Campbell tries another three. That one, no good this time. Rebound secured by Andy Foster. Keeps it herself. One hand bounce pass off the knee of Hochstetler, and she'll hold on to it and pick up the steal. Mid-range jumper on its way for DeChant. That's too strong. No good. Into the hands of Abby Ringel, an offensive rebound. Drive right side. Campbell off the glass and good. And Campbell now with 11 points. First Buffalo with double-digit scoring. And Gary Smith not happy with his team, and he calls a timeout. We'll take one as well for 30 seconds. 4.5 minutes to go. 56-32. The West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got the standings updated, including the Valley Heights final score. So now we have a three-way tie for second place between Clifton Clyde, Frankfort, and Valley Heights. And those just joining us. Clifton Clyde, Centralia, Valley Heights control their own destiny. If any of those teams win out, they are the champs, or at least get a share. Frankfort, Hanover needs some help. Donovan West needs a ton of help. Here's a shot on the run. Good for Amy Jo Westheim. She got bumped on the way down. Nothing called. And Amy Jo Westheim with another basket. 40 West. Makes it 58-32. Now a turnover. Westheim with the steal. Westheim lays it up and in off the glass. 9 points for Amy Jo Westheim. All of which coming here in the second half makes it 60-32. We're halfway through this fourth quarter. Right side corner, Campbell pass too tall for Haskin into the arms of Allie Foster. The senior brings up the right side, lays it up, and short. And a whistle and a foul against Donovan West on the rebound. So if you include this game being finalized, Donovan West will improve to 10-6 and 6-3 in league play. And they will be just 1.5 games out of first place behind Centralia. Here's left side wing catch to Chant into the corner. Three ball on its way. Too strong for Hochstedler. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go to Donovan West with 3:33 to go. Trying to find some more final scores or just scores in general for you. I'd like to get some more league scores. Fourth quarter, tight one, and the game of the night in the league. Hanover leading Clifton Clyde 39-32. Also, Centralia gets the win at Hanover 47-41 as Andy Foster lays one up and in from the right side, and Foster now with eight. Reflected, and Foster now with a steal. Outlet pass to her sister. Bringing up from the left side. Shot the glass is good. And Courtney Johnson with another basket. She has 12. Tied for the team lead. It has been all Donovan West here tonight. Cross-court pass to the right side corner to Haskins. Lob it inside. Campbell working the interior, and she's fouled on the floor. So Centralia picks up a win. Not in league play, though, so they remain at 6-0. And again, Clifton Clyde, Frankfurt, Valley Heights, all a half game out. So if Clifton Clyde were to come from behind and defeat Hanover, as they trail by 7 going into the fourth quarter, they would have a split or a share of first place. As we are working with a running clock now, as the score is 64-32. Inbound to Campbell under the basket. Her shot blocked, but an offensive rebound by DeChant. Bounce pass, short corner, jumper. That one falls home for Bridget Campbell. Another basket for her. And the junior with 6 points here in this quarter. She's the first person for either team to make three baskets in a single quarter. And by the way, I credited Andy Foster with a basket. Actually, it was her sister that made one. She makes another one here. And Andy Foster now has 4 points. Here's a shot that's no good for the Buffaloes, but an offensive rebound for Hochstedler. Kick it out. She gets it right back. High post catch to Chant. Bounce pass. Wrap around right side corner. Skip pass. Hochstedler's going to try her third three of the day. That's well short. Rebound to Campbell. Underneath the basket. Shot falling away from the basket's no good, but another offensive rebound. Hands it to Chant. And Campbell will try a three-pointer. That one's no good. Tips. Loose ball on the floor. It'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with the Buffaloes. They've had about four chances here. Coach Perry Smith not happy about that. Bell Smith will check in. Also checking in for Onega for the first time tonight is Ember Conger. Lob in, high post catch Campbell. Right side elbow. Lob pass is a little bit too tall for Askin, but she secures it from the left side corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound Conger. She's triple teamed. Bounce pass for Campbell was about 2 feet away from her. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes as the clock continues to count down. From 45 seconds, we are in a running clock. Render our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll crown our player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. Abby Ringel checks back in, also in for Onega, is Mackenzie Dorsey and Lainey Martin, freshman. 20 seconds left, here is the inbound. This one goes to Dorsey. Did a chance. Back to Dorsey, pass goes through her hands, and it was deflected with 10 seconds left, and the clock continues to count down. Telling them to hurry to get one more shot off. Here goes the chant with 5 seconds left. High post catch Dorsey. Shot is short off the rim. Rebound for Courtney Johnson, and that is it. 66-34, our final score. Donovan West secures a favorable victory at home. Back here in a couple minutes, again with our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Your your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlbaumer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Heck of an effort tonight from Donica West. They defeat Onega 66-34 here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Looking at individual scoring leaders for tonight, leading the way in scoring for Onega was Bridget Campbell. She had 13, including 6 in the fourth quarter. Also 8 from Emerson Fordham, with 4 coming in the third quarter. Also had 4 apiece from Abby Ringel and Delaney Figge, 3 for Willa Hochstedler, and 2 from Jaden Haskins. For Donovan West, 12 points apiece for Melena Weststein and Courtney Johnson. Johnson made a couple of 3-pointers in the first half, and Melena Weststein, she was steady throughout, including shooting 3-for-7 from beyond the arc and 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And she is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. It'll be Elena Weststein tonight with 12 points for the Mustang. The Farmers State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, 9 points for Emmy Jo Weststein. Got all of her points in the second half. At 6 points apiece from Andy Foster and Katie Johnson. 5 points from Lena Leatherman and Brenna Eady. 4 points from Allie Foster and 2 points from Belle Smith. So 9 different scores for Jonathan West here tonight. Overall, a very solid effort for the Mustangs, and they improve to 10-6 on the regular season. 6-3 in league play. They're a game and a half out of first place behind unbeaten 6-0 Centralia, who got a win tonight, but that was a nominally play against St. Mary's. They are 6-0. And as for the Onega Buffalo, still looking for their first TBO win since February of last year. They fall to 0-8 and 1-14 on the season. They're still fighting for a possible fifth seed in the sub-state standings. And both these two teams will be playing in this gym for sub-states in the semifinals, at least. First round will be at the higher seed, of course. in semifinals. They'll reconvene here in this gym on, both the girls and the boys' side, with the boys on Thursday, semifinals for the girls on Friday, and the boys' championship will be first on that Saturday, and then the girls' championship will follow for the capper for the season, for the regular season at least, before states coming up here in the first week of March. Well, that's going to do it here for the girls' game. We'll have a few minutes in between and then get you ready for the boys' game. This has been the girls' game, 66-34. Northwest defeats Onega. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for more action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.